Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's job again appears to be in jeopardy following new reports. President Trump wants to replace him. Here is VOA State Department correspondent Cindy Sain.
The New York Times is reporting that the White House Chief of Staff John Kelly has been promoting the plan to more or less, I suppose, force Tillerson to resign or trigger him to resign and to replace him with the CIA chief Pompeo, who's thought to be much closer to Trump. And Secretary of State Tillerson and President Trump have had differences on the Iran nuclear deal, on the crisis with Qatar, and also right just at the moment is on the nuclear threat from North Korea.
That is VOA's Cindy Sain at the State Department. Trump administration, after calling for all countries to cut ties with North Korea following its latest ballistic missile test on Wednesday, has stopped short of advocating regime change in Pyongyang. Earlier, however, President Trump appeared to suggest it was time for Kim Jong-un to be replaced. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley has called on all nations to cut ties, as well as diplomatic and economic, with North Korea to put maximum pressure on Pyongyang. Germany withdrawing a third diplomat from North Korea, but not cutting diplomatic ties. Pakistan security officials say four heavily armed burqa-clad terrorists stormed on to a university in northwestern Pakistan earlier today. Army said in a statement, security forces engaged the assailants. They're killing four terrorists. This is VOA News. The Afghan Taliban claiming that the deputy head of the Islamic State terrorist group in Afghanistan has joined Taliban ranks. VOA was unable to independently verify the authenticity of the Taliban claim. The Taliban statement came amid increasing rivalry and clashes between Taliban and Islamic State in Afghanistan. Turkey hosting the largest number of refugees in the world, 3 million of them are Syrians. Most live in towns and cities across the country, but this year, a series of clashes between Turks and Syrians could be a sign that for some people in Turkey, patience is running out. We get more now from Dorian Jones.
Earlier this year, Istanbul witnessed unprecedented violence against Syrian refugees after they were blamed for the death of a Turkish youth. In Istanbul's Esinler district, which is home to about 500,000 people, almost one-fifth are Syrian refugees. It's one of the poorest areas of the city. Local elected representatives like Mustafa Güven are on the front line of coping with the strains of a large refugee population. Güven says the recent clashes are a worrying sign. The people of the Republic of Turkey are not monsters. They help Syrians as much as they can. They share their bread with them. Those Syrians who don't appreciate this are in the wrong. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Pope Francis has called for decisive measures to resolve the political crisis causing mostly Rohingya Muslim refugees from neighboring Myanmar to flee to Bangladesh. He spoke alongside Bangladesh's President Abdul Hamid, who said the Pope's position has given the refugees hope.
The very commendable position of Your Highness, Your Holiness, has taken in favor of the distressed Rohingyas and your passionate voice against such brutality raises hope for resolving the crisis. Your closeness to them, your call for helping them and to ensure their full rights provide moral responsibility to the international community to act with promptness and sincerity.
The exodus of hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas from Myanmar was sparked by a military crackdown in response to Rohingya militant attacks on an army base and police post on August 25th. The United Nations and the United States have referred to Myanmar's military response as ethnic cleansing. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.